We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, what up? Go!
iHeartRadio, now number one for podcasting, presents Sunday Night Podcast. Every Sunday, we play one of the most played and most listened to and most shared podcasts of the week from the 250,000 podcasts available in the free iHeartRadio app. Find your next favorite podcast on iHeartRadio. This week, it's The Breakfast Club 30.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
She's in here with all this big queen energy.
Ari Lennox, welcome.
Thank you so much.
How you feel this morning?
Horrified.
Horrified?
I'm just a little nervous. You know, it's only you. It's only because of you. Just kidding, yeah. But just a little nervous. It's a very legendary show, so.
What took you so long to come up here then?
Fear.
Fear.
Yeah.
What are you scared of?
Y'all.
Why?
Y'all together.
You've serviced
me
before. And
yeah, I love her. Yeah,
we had a good time.
You just don't, you just don't love us? Or you
no, know? It's just, you know, y'all can be a little tough on
people, people sometimes.
Yeah.
We've evolved. We've changed a whole lot.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
So I want to, if you don't mind, you know, for people that don't know who Ari Lennox is or where you're signed to or how you got your start, I want to start from the beginning for those people, since this is your
you
first
You want her
time.
To do a documentary?
Oh.
Yeah, do a documentary.
So you're signed to J. Cole. Yeah. How did you get into the music industry and signed to Cole?
Well, I was working at Public Storage and just dropping music on SoundCloud. And there's an amazing rapper named Omen. He loved my music. He told Ebe and Cole about it. And Ebe was like, we'll fly you out like tomorrow or tonight, something like that, so that you can meet Cole in the studio and stuff like that. And I was horrified. You know, I just got the job. I didn't want to lose the job. It was $10 an hour. You know what I mean? It was the highest paid job I ever had.
You said $10 an hour.
Yeah. Wow. So I didn't want to like lose this. So I almost didn't go. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think it was fear. Mm-hmm. You know, fear of flying and things like that. But I got over it. I drank mad vodka and I got on that flight.
That was your first flight as well?
First flight in a long time, like years.
Did you lose your job?
Yeah. I did, and I was horrified, and I started doing Uber.
Hold on, there's a lot here now. First of all, what were you afraid? Why were you afraid of flying?
Well, I had a traumatic experience when I was young on a flight before.
Oh, okay. Complained about the crash or something?
Yeah, well, the engines went out.
Oh.
And so, wow. Yeah, and so
That'll do it.
Yeah, so as we're about to land, he's basically telling us to brace for impact.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very young and just praying, but I don't remember having fear before that moment. Mm. But after that moment, I was just scared.
It's trauma.
Yeah, I think so.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now let's rewind. Now you lose your job and you become an Uber driver.
I can't see you driving no damn Uber.
I was.
Are you a good driver?
Am I a good driver? It depends. I'm very safe at driving, yes, but there are things that have happened where it's just like I could have been a little bit more alert.
Okay. Yeah. Were you? What was your star rating?
My star rating. Oh, it started dropping like crazy, and I don't know why. Some people thought I was driving too fast, or one note I got was I was switching lanes too much. But I was trying to get them there. I don't know
what kind of car was it.
A Kia Soul. Why are you
That's
doing
Uber
that?
X.
Why? Yeah, I was public storage. No, I didn't have no big fancy, you know.
Tell me how the car was set up. What'd you have in the car?
It was just a nice black interior and a big bowl of candy.
Okay.
I love when Uber drivers have candy.
Did you have chargers for people?
Yes, I did have my charger. I would give because you know you can't trust.
Did you play your own music?
I did. No, not my. I would never. I'm not weird.
When you get in the car, they start playing their own music.
Never.
Not one time.
No.
Did you make conversation?
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver.
And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Are you quiet?
I made some conversations sometimes. 3 times people threw up in my car.
How does that work? Do they pay for it or?
They pay for it, but it's nowhere near enough. And then you lose like 5 days of work.
That's
because
disgusting.
Your car stinks. And you're traumatized.
How long did you have the Uber job for? This is interesting.
This was my longest job to date. Uber, I probably did for like at least a year or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I guess the meeting didn't go well because you lost your job, but then you started driving Uber.
Mm-hmm. No, the meeting went really well. I just, you know, I had to still make money. Okay. You know, they were still, you know, taking their time with the idea of like signing me. It wasn't like an immediate.
This is my last Uber question. When you saw that, when you saw the episode of Insecure when Issa Rae was driving Uber, did you say, "Oh, I see me"?
I didn't see that.
Oh, you never saw that episode?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I do love
Issa. She drove Uber on Insecure
she
for a
did.
While.
Wow, yeah. I feel like a loser. I need to. You know why I never watched Insecure? Because every time I would watch an episode, I would just get so sad about my life. And how like sexy these men were, and how I had no men.
But that's by choice. I feel like
what?
For you,
by
that's
choice?
By choice.
Oh, maybe it is.
It is by choice because you could have a man.
I could,
but it might not be the one. Some people are okay with settling and saying, "Okay, I don't want to be alone." And people make you feel like that.
Right.
But the truth is, it's better to like wait till the right person.
Absolutely, and I've definitely learned that like the hard way. So very like intentional and particular about like who I want to share my time with. So I find myself alone a lot.
Why not change the mindset a little? Like you see the sexy man and you be like, I'm going to have that one day. I'm going to have a man like that for myself one day.
I've been more adamant on like my standards. Absolutely. I do that. Like I'm more like, yes, he has to be fine. Yes, he has to have a nice job. Yes, he has to be good to me, an effective communicator. Like, I am, like...
Have his own place.
He can have his own place. I am, you know, chanting those things within.
And my assistant loves you, right?
Really?
Her name is Mercedes.
Hi, Mercedes.
So she sent me a couple of questions. One of the questions, she said, you have a song called POF. She's single, by the way, right?
Oh.
She says, have you tried the dating app, POF, and were you ever catfished? And then she goes, by the way, that dating site is terrible.
Oh.
So have you ever tried Plenty of Fish before?
Absolutely. I met my first boyfriend on POF.
Really?
His name is John. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for that. But
salute to John. Name. John, I'll be like, yes, I told y'all. I've been trying to tell y'all.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, I shouldn't have shouted him out. But I had a
common name, I would say.
John is lit right now. John is going to be so lit when this interview come out.
I've been telling y'all.
I told you I used to rock with Ari.
I heard you got kicked off of some dating sites because people didn't believe that it was you.
Yeah, Tinder. They didn't believe it was me, and I didn't want to link my Instagram so that people would know it's me and then maybe reach out to me for the wrong reasons,
right,
like you know, secret rappers.
Right,
well, this is
you
I
are
stopped.
A fly
I think
human.
You. Thank you.
What is happening here?
I think I need to step outside more, but I'm finally stepping outside and like meeting like nice, like you know, enjoyable individuals.
Let's go back to John for a second. why did you throw John back in the sea?
Well, John went to the military and. Okay. I felt like we were growing apart and the affection was lacking. He called me bruh once and I was just like, you know what? I couldn't.
You bruh.
Yeah, and it triggered me, but and I know it wasn't just bruh, like it's fine, you can call me that. It's just I felt like our romance was kind of dissipating. And so I think that was just a triggering thing and we had an argument and I was like, well, I guess we're not together anymore. And that's kind of where to protect myself. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I do that. And he was like, okay, fine, we're not together anymore. And he was really serious.
Well, his loss. How many songs has he inspired?
Probably POF, the EP, and my album, Shea Butter Baby. That's literally greatly inspired by him. And I'm so grateful. Wow. Well, it was the first relationship I ever had.
Do you still speak to John?
Yeah, we're cool. We check on each other sometimes.
That's why he ain't get an EP credit on Shea Butter Baby?
Well, I mean, it's the price you pay when you just don't want to get back together and back in 2016.
I know women that swear by Shea Butter Baby. Like, they like, that's like their Bible. So that's big of him. He gonna, John, make the t-shirts. Oh. I inspired Shea Butter Baby.
No. Okay? Don't make those t-shirts, please. No.
The free iHeartRadio app has over 250,000 podcasts to explore.
Yes.
This is the Breakfast Club 30, part of Sunday Night Podcast on iHeartRadio.
We're still kicking it with Ari Lennox.
So you've met a lot of guys, like, well, you've dated guys and they've been secret rappers. I thought that was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
When you date somebody and then all of a sudden you find out later, like.
Yo, pass this to Cole for me, yo.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, my God. And it's the worst. It happens. Like, but that's why I've learned with dating. Ask specific questions. Are you a rapper? Like, at all?
Have you ever recorded music?
Do you play basketball? Like, I need to know specifically.
Goodness. Yo, that is hilarious. That's a plot for a movie or something. The girl thinks that the guy is cheating, but he's really sneaking off to record mixtapes.
He's really sneaking off. Exactly.
And what did your mom and your family say when you were recording with Cole and going out there recording? Because a lot of times parents don't believe in the industry way.
My dad never really knew what was going on in my life.
So you
really.
Was a secret rapper.
Yeah, I was. I mean, he knew. He was the one who always said, you're going to be something one day. Like, he always said that. But, like, he was kind of always doing his own thing. So he never really was seeing that I was, how serious I was about music, which is why he was like, you should be a nurse. But really, he wanted to be a nurse. And my mom was very calm, was just like forward, like happy
very
for me.
Supportive.
But yeah, very supportive. She never really knew this, like how serious.
You said that your dad used to always tell you, you're going to be something, you're going to be something. Does that put added pressure on a daughter?
Wow. No. You know what? And it sucks because We're not even speaking right now. Ugh, ew, what's going on? Okay.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Welcome to season nine of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're not even speaking right now, but I do feel like when you instill certain things like that, it goes a long way for sure, because that is the one area in my life where I feel like I did really good.
All right.
Now, with you and your dad not speaking, is it something small that you can call and be like, because life is so short.
It's so much. So like, it, I really think it's important for like people to be healed when they're bringing kids into this world.
I agree.
Because it's just like that alone, I feel like probably innately helped me in so many ways, like always grinding and like that. But I could also see the other like, you know, that I carry, and it's I'm sure it has to do with the other you know, that you go through trauma and
well, let me tell you something I learned in therapy, because the first time I had a breakthrough in therapy was literally realizing all the daddy issues I had.
Yeah.
So when me and my dad had a conversation and I realized, damn, he was a human before he was my dad, and he had his own issues, substance abuse issues, dealing with mental health issues, and he was just doing the best he could with what he had at the time, it allowed me to give him a lot more grace.
Yes, and that's...
We got to give our parents grace.
I know, and I feel like there needs to be a lot of group therapy.
Absolutely.
And of course, I want to continue my therapy alone, but I think that would probably be best, because I know these are things I'm even carrying into my dating life, and I just don't want to have that weight on me, and I do want to be more compassionate, because he went through a lot, you know, with foster care and abandonment issues and all kinds of like dark things. So I do recognize why he is the way that he is.
And you've been really open about going to therapy. When did you decide that that was something you wanted to do?
this year, I was just tired of just being a big ball of like traumas, like just being unaware of like what was going on inside. And like, you know, a lot of times I could be so triggered and it's just like, well, why? And now I'm realizing why somebody just pretending like I don't exist or like not even looking at me or like kind of having like this arrogant nature can be so triggering. Like, where did I see that like earlier in my life or experience that? Like, I'm starting to realize it never stops. It's like a cycle.
That's
like
right.
if you don't realize that you're carrying all of this weight, it comes out in different ways. And it, people be like, why did she freak out? It wasn't even that serious. It was a reminder. It was a flashback, probably a trigger, without even realizing where it came from. So.
And there's always something in our childhood.
Yeah,
there's always something that happened in our childhood, and it brings you. It happens to you in adult. When it happens, and you get triggered. You're like, oh, that's why therapy is great. Because like, oh, that's why I'm reacting like this, because of what happened here.
Yes, and it's been really beautiful and like eye opening for sure.
Are you healing those childhood wounds?
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
I want to keep going deeper. This start is happening for sure.
And you said you see a lot of that in the relationships that you have now. Like, what are some things and patterns? Like, I know you said you want to be more sympathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some things that you feel like, okay, I got to work on this?
Damn. Probably how I'm communicating. I'm a very anxious person. Mm-hmm. So basically, instead of saying, I've said this before, but instead of saying like, nobody cares, like it's just about, well, you know, I feel like this is how I'm feeling, like, you know, that I'm not being heard, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I try to work on how I'm communicating, because I get so kind of in my own anxiety and mess that I can kind of be a little insensitive sometimes. So I just want to work on like that.
And when it comes to performing and getting on stage, are you the type of person who gets nervous before that, or does it all go away and that's where you feel most comfortable?
Most times I rarely get nervous, like that nervous, but certain things like TV performances, like I'm shaking. Like it's just certain things, or Jasmine, like at the, when we performed at the BET Awards, like horrified. Like I don't want to let this legend down. Like Jasmine Sullivan is everything, so... Yeah.
Question, when you get triggered by secret rappers, do you remember the struggle rapper who traumatized you?
Oh, so many. So many. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
People will never hear of.
There's so many, right? People we never hear of. Like, they won't say it until, like, you like them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, oh, I'm about to go to the studio. What? Why? Like, when? What studio?
Do people ever act like they don't know who you are when they want to date you and act like...
Oh, my God.
Like, hey, what do you do? You know? And act like they're not sure who you are.
Yeah. I've definitely been in a relationship where he acted like I was not who I am at all.
That's ridiculous. Mm.
Yeah. I was trying to feel appreciated. He kept trying to say it was just, it's ego, like, you know, it's not all about you type thing. But really, oof. I just felt like he always kind of diminished everything about me, you know, like kind of pretended like this singing part didn't even exist.
I hate people like that. Don't try to make me feel small because you're little.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wait,
I mean,
like that. To you,
I'm not
mean
that literally.
That to you. Oh my gosh.
I didn't mean that literally. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean?
What happened? What tell me.
Tell me.
Give
me
what tissue.
I want to know.
You're
right.
But you know what I mean? People that try to make us feel small just because they haven't done what they want to do in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so. But now,
what if it's
now
big?
I know.
Is it okay for him to make?
Oh,
you feel
shut up, Yee. Jesus.
But now I know. Like, I just, my goal is just to date nice people.
It's got to be hard though, because you're Ari Lennox now, so you don't know who, you don't know who likes you for you, or who likes you because you're a superstar.
Yeah, where you meeting these guys? Like, where do you meet guys besides the, you know, Plenty of Fish? Like, where you meeting these individuals?
Well, the other day I met a guy at a fashion show. That was really nice, and he was so fine. But the date was terrible.
How did he kick it to
you? But what was terrible?
The date was just
his dress was probably better than yours.
Oh, no,
especially if you met him in New York at fashion.
He did not have on a dress.
So how did he kick it to you?
How did he kick it to you?
You're sitting there. He walks over.
He actually
get by the security first.
Well, we were sitting in a seat, and he, oh dang, I don't want nobody to,
but pulled up those pictures.
Yeah,
right? She's sitting next to me.
Oh, but well, I won't tell you which.
You can
fashion
stop now.
Right. Yeah,
you can.
Stop now.
Yeah.
All right.
What was your?
Well, he just he reached out and introduced himself and like shook hands, and it was really cute and sweet.
And where was the first date?
The first day, I ain't gonna tell you where.
Yeah, calm down, Envy. I was curious if y'all went to a restaurant.
It was a lovely restaurant. It really was, but he was late.
Ooh.
He was late.
Well, traffic
to the
is
day.
Bad during Fashion Week.
Nah, he's supposed to be there on
no.
time.
Isn't it Fashion Week now?
He was hanging out with J. Cole and
What?
So it's a rapper?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Why
like,
was he
my,
hanging out with J. Cole?
My dating life.
Her whole team is like, stop.
Stop. My dating life is just.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello.
From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's just not it.
iHeartRadio. For podcast discovery, this is the Breakfast Club 30.
Here we go.
Your chance to hear the biggest trending podcast each week from the free iHeartRadio app.
We're still kicking it with Ari Lennox. Charlamagne?
What was your intention with this album?
The intention was just me showcasing dating in its entirety from...
See, I was trying to get away from dating, but you just brought us right back.
Well, I know.
That's what it is.
It's all right. It's on subject for all
and it's where you are. You know what? A lot of people can relate to you. That's one of the main questions people ask. How do you find somebody?
Yeah.
Like, somebody good, somebody nice. Do you think about marriage? Like, are you dating with the intention to get married?
Guess how you find somebody probably is how... finding yourself, really. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what I'm focused on. I got a little distracted with that recent date, and then I was like, well, let me see what else is out here. But I think I'm gonna pull back into like myself and just kind of like change my number and just focus on more beautiful books on trauma and just focus on me.
Oh, I got a great one for you. I might have it in here. Resma Minicum, My Grandmother's Hands.
Really?
Yeah.
We also have an Omarion Unbothered book in here,
too. Oh, wow. Is that about traumas? Oh, wow. He looks so adorable. Oh, wow. Okay.
He's single.
All right. Oh, no, no,
okay.
No.
I'm kidding.
Until she get a book back. Damn. I don't want nothing. No problem.
No.
You have to give the book back.
No singers. No rappers.
What about ball players? You said earlier, if he played basketball, he doesn't mention that.
Maybe a soccer player would be nice.
Go with the money at, my G.
Is that where the money
football.
Is?
Football.
That's where the money at.
Football.
Okay.
That's where the real money at.
Soccer. Okay.
Charlamagne's a bird.
I didn't know that.
I'm not a bird. I'm not a bird. No, I'm just saying. We have intentions.
See?
Wow.
That's all. Now, did you finish your thought on the intentions of this album?
The intention of the album is just making beautiful music that sounds like I'm in love based on crushes of people I've never even hung out with before. Like Mean Mug and Hoodie, crushes on fine men that I never even hung out with.
Mm.
And then it gets to blocking you towards the end.
And it gets to blocking you, and that's where I'm at right now with it, like in real life. But yeah, it's just dating and the emotions. And towards the end of the album, I'm definitely more about like, okay, it's time to protect my peace. Like, no one's gonna do that for me. And I find it irresponsible to be moving around in life with all of these unhealed, you know, traumas. Ooh, and trying to, you know, get to know people. So I just, you know, I wanna check some things, some codependency things and anxiety things.
That's powerful.
Do you block people fast? Block people fast? You talk about blocking. Do you block people fast if they ignore you? Just block them quickly?
I do. Like, one time, I felt that there was distance happening, and I was like, hey, can we talk? I feel like something is changing. He was like, I thought we were good. I thought everything was good. You know what? Just need to get something to eat. I'm going to call you right back. And so I got on the phone with my dad, and me and my dad talked for like 2 hours. And I didn't hear from the guy. And I'm looking at my phone like, wow. And so I blocked him after that.
And that was it, rap?
That was
it.
We spoke one time since then. I'm sure for some reason I'm attracting avoidant people who don't know how to communicate well.
Well, you're probably attracting what you are. That's why what you said about,
exactly,
you know, healing your own trauma before you get into another situation is so important. That right there, that's better than money. You know how we all, you know, well, I'm about to say, you know how we always say you need a man with money. But you know what I mean?
I do want that.
But you really want a man that is doing the work like you're doing the work. I got so many homegirls that say, I can't date a man if they're not in therapy. They're not trying to heal.
Wow. Yep. That's what I would want for myself. A secure individual and or someone who's striving to be secure and, mm-hmm. and healing as well as I am healing and trying to heal.
I wanted to ask you, what did you think? Because, you know, you are one of the leaders of this new R&B era. What did you think of Diddy's comments that R&B is dead?
I thought it was dismissive to all of the amazing, legendary artists that have been in the game and that are also contributing. I mean, from Mary J. Blige to Jasmine Sullivan to Summer Walker to Ella May to Money Long, Van Jess.
Lucky Day,
Erin Ray. There's so many of us. Tenariel.
Brent Faiyaz,
Jalen Jossi.
Her,
yes, mm-hmm. yes. Let's, you know,
SZA's
Jill
still
Scott,
working.
SZA,
yeah.
Like everyone is still killing it and dropping music, and it was dismissive just because, I don't know.
Tank, gotta say Tank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tank, yeah. Exactly, right. Amazing. Yeah, I don't know why he said that. It was not nice.
But I do love
all that he's contributed to music, so mm-hmm. it's no shade, but it's like, be more nice to the people that are really, you know, we're out here still, mm-hmm. like, stop it.
All right. So. I often wonder, when you was young trying to get on, what did you think the industry would be like? And what have you realized, you know, it really is?
What did I think it was going to be like? I don't remember. I saw Bow Wow up there and JoJo, and I just wanted to be like them, like mm-hmm. when I was young. What did I think? I don't know what I thought. Like, maybe I thought there was going to be like a lot of like devil people, Illuminati stuff. I've yet to see that. Thought there would be a lot of cocaine. I've yet to see the rooms with
no one's ever been to. No one's ever been to cocaine.
Damn, you waiting?
I've never seen it before.
Are you waiting
never,
to sacrifice a family member
no,
or something?
I'm not waiting. I promise. I don't want to sacrifice.
I think I've never seen cocaine
no.
before either.
No. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, I've been man. Offered it, but I've never
wow.
seen it. It was
I've
yeah.
never been offered. I don't believe or I don't.
No, I've never
I think I've
been
offered
cocaine.
It twice in my life, but
wow.
but they didn't like have it in their hand.
Wow.
They were like, do you party?
Yeah. Then I have been offered it before
oh.
then.
Well, yes,
in a bathroom.
Have. Yes, that's what that meant.
Oh, my God.
You've been offered cocaine.
I have been offered cocaine.
Called a party.
All my friends in the Illuminati.
Say, all your friends are in the Illuminati.
I'm just playing.
Oh, my
all right.
God. Oh, no.
But we do appreciate you. We appreciate your music.
Thank you.
And, you know, I was kind of hurt when you said you didn't want to do interviews anymore. I was like, don't let one bad interaction with somebody mess up somebody else, you know? And I'm glad you're over that, and I'm glad you're doing interviews again.
Thank you. I want people to understand that was just a part of my anxious nature of, like, what I meant earlier when I was just like, nobody cares. I kind of worst case scenario and jump to, like, the extreme. I'm kind of black and white with things, especially
that's what
anxiety
when I'm... is. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I definitely didn't mean that. I was just so heartbroken by the fact that he would release something that we didn't agree on him releasing. And I just kind of felt ambushed, you know? So, yeah.
Well, let's get into a record off the album. What you want to hear?
Oh, I guess Boy Bye, because that's a real sexy record.
I love that.
Lucky
Boy
Day
Bye.
Is awesome.
All right.
I can't
well,
wait
Olympics.
To see you on TV and movies, too. I see that in your future.
Thank you.
As well.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, we need to get with Shonda Rhimes and do this miniseries, How to Get Away with Rapping.
Oh, about, my God.
About
stop
secret,
it,
secret struggle rappers.
I know. It would
you know
be
I mean?
Brilliant.
Oh,
yes.
That's what we're going to do.
A little thriller in it. Yes,
right.
Please.
Well, Ari Lennox, thank you for joining us. It wasn't
thank
that bad.
You. It was beautiful.
See
y'all's
that?
Energy. Wow.
See that? And we prayed before we came
yeah.
in here.
Why you talk so damn much?
Because we held
why?
Hands.
Why you talk so
as
much?
A big family.
Why do you talk so
prayer.
Much?
Yes.
Why do you talk so much?
Because I love you.
I do feel the peace.
You don't love me back?
Oh.
No, not today. You talk too much.
Oh, you guys, this is about Ari Lennox, not about your secret
that's
relationship.
That's what I'm trying to tell
oh, no.
him.
I like
no, I just
it.
Said we prayed together as a family. What are you talking
oh,
about?
Oh, God. We set an intention before the interview. That's what we did.
Thank you.
Yeah, salute to Miss Kelly.
Don't date radio personalities
Kelly.
Either, Ari.
Yeah. I felt that. What you
said? So don't ever date a radio personality
okay.
either.
Just I promise me. I won't.
Okay.
Almost did. I won't.
Really?
No, that's all.
See, the interview was about to be over, but nope, now we're crying.
You want to go there?
Tell the tea.
No more.
You can't do that. That's payola.
Yeah, really? Oh, my God. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah,
no, I don't want that.
It's Ari Lennox.
Why are you playing Ari so much?
No. No.
200 spins?
No.
In a week?
It's Ari Lennox. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey! iHeartRadio Sunday Night Podcast. Listen every week as we play a different podcast. One of the most shared and most listened to in the free iHeartRadio app. This is where you'll hear the podcast people will be talking about this week. Hear all the episodes of the Breakfast Club 30 and over 250,000 others by downloading the free iHeartRadio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.